When the Civil War began, U.S. troops at some forts suddenly found men headed two different directions, north or south. The fate of those forts was also in question. We visit one such place on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
When the Civil War began in 1861, the status of some U.S. forts changed significantly. Such was the case for Fort Lancaster in the Hill Country of Texas.
General Twiggs, who's in command of the Department of Texas, orders all U.S. troops in Texas to leave their forts, march to the coast to Indianola. And so the U.S. troops that were here at Fort Lancaster and other forts basically got everything on their backs they could, loaded their wagons, and then started leaving.
Jefferson Spillman is the site manager at Fort Lancaster near Sheffield, Texas. Other Texas troops replaced those leaving, but this fort changed hands, so to speak, for a while in the middle of the war.
So now they were going to continue basically the same mission the U.S. troops did, meaning guarding the road, guarding the frontier. There were Texas troops here for a period of time in 1861, and then, of course, the Confederate Texans were here as well until about 1863.
As the Civil War drug on, those Confederate soldiers at Fort Lancaster were needed in the East, and the fort and its mission was abandoned.
At that time, then, you were pretty much on your own. If you were traveling west from the line of settlement towards El Paso, it was on your own and with your own defensive, shotguns, pistols, rifles, whatever you could get.
And with no one occupying the fort, it fell prey as well.
The Apache and the Comanche took advantage of this, as you'd expect, and they came through and they burned lots of these buildings, including many of the buildings here at Fort Lancaster and other unoccupied buildings, ranch houses, stage houses, and all that. There wasn't much left of the fort when the Civil War ended because it had been put to the fire.
But the fort would be used again in the final chapter, which included a direct attack, is next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Lancaster, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.